Blog Talk Radio. The elfin worlds, too, have changed vastly during the ascension. We cannot imagine, for we are like the child sitting in the center of the merry-go-round. For us, it's hardly turning at all. Time seems to pass at the normal pace. But for many in the higher realms, until the middle of 2007, millions of years passed since 2005, and great evolutionary leaps have taken place in the angelic realms, amongst the dragons, amongst the elfin kingdoms. But these languages are still found on Earth. The elfin language is for friends. Tre Uvanach, or Ple Ishaber, standing Kre Tuanech, water, Sit Vradom, nice, Beluf Vrabi, light, Skera Vubit, red roses, Kleshba Atruk, with Savarnet, tulips, Herstupava, white daisies, Pre Ug Narvat. Pink, Seblut Varupa. I used to allow the elves into my house. It got too hectic and they are unfortunately not allowed in at this point. However, my house is a lot more peaceful and things are no longer being hidden in fun. But I accidentally sat on one of their arms, a little elf's arm, and he said, Gish Drakovu. Kurskahep tra spertvu. I was sitting on his arm and he was alerting me to it. And one of them wanted to take a ride in the car because they'd never ridden in a car before. And he said, I know you let me come too. And to say that, it went like this. Ustanek hepspi uraesh klavater bartru huk kavu skapa. And when I said no, because finally there were thousands of them all wanting to get in the car, they say, okay, we go home. And it was said like this. Miti akel uvene karahukpata. And they came to tell me that one of their little elves was ill. They were asking me if I knew what to do. They said, Rosie is not feeling well with specs. And it was Ush, Rosi, Ush, Vatel, Efbi, Arokva. Itchy and sick, and that's it. Gurstakel, Uladom, Prefbi. The elves are delightful, and when they are happy, they jump up and down and sing for joy. And sometimes they'll shout for joy. I was alarmed at one point when I made a communication with the King of the Elves to ask his permission for something. I had a mission I wanted to send 12 elves on. Actually, there were 11 elves. And I complimented him on the conduct of his elfin kingdom, for they were very impeccable. And they were so brave and stood up at times to great villains, multiple times their size. And when I complimented him, he started screaming. And I thought, oh my gosh, I've committed some sort of a interracial faux pas of some sort. But no, he was just happy. Elves are delightful. And they bring joy by creating the greenery we see. Fairies are responsible for the flowers. And you get pixies and dwarfs, and they do things like mushrooms and toadstools and some of the more basic plants.
Hello and welcome to Mystery, Miracles and Mysticism. I hope you can hear me, actually. I'm not sure if you can hear me, but I'm going to continue. So this is a beautiful radio show that I put together this evening. With the inspiration of the fairy beings, and it's not hard to be inspired. You know, it's very easy to be inspired by the beautiful fairy beings and nature and all of those things. So I just felt that it would be a lovely experience for anyone listening to really hear the elfin languages that Almeen is speaking. She recorded those a good few years ago, and they were a beautiful CD collection that I bought from Almeen. I'm so eternally grateful to have that right now. And I just love sharing it with you because it's such a beautiful gift to hear the conversations that she's having with the beautiful fairy beings. It is so incredibly sweet. And it brings lightness to my heart, actually, and to my being. And, yeah, it's very beautiful, you know. So I really felt to share that with you guys because there has been some, you know, mention of fairies that you may know of. And so I'm just making sure that I'm still on the line with you guys and that you can hear. And I would first of all like to welcome you to this show. This is Mystery Miracles and Mysticism, and the show dedicated to Almeen, who is world-leading mystic and seer and teacher of our time. So yes, she brought through also these beautiful cards called Elfin Quest. Before the show, I actually picked three of them, and I'm going to read them to you. So the first one is called Soruk Haravik. Take joy in the peak experiences of your never-ending journey of existence. They are the milestones of inspiration along the way. This one is numbered, that was number four. This one is number 13. Mesekla Parahit. Parent your inner child so that its neediness may not eclipse the wisdom of your heart and the maturity of your spirit. And number 25. Ranovek Elestu, do not chase after knowledge, for it will find you, called forth by the understanding that it is but a momentary snapshot of life's eternal river of unpredictable change. I really felt to do this for the show and to let you become maybe aware of all of the other beautiful tools that Almeen has brought through. Elfin Quest is one of them, and that's really directly from the Elfin beings, and they really do help to keep hope in your heart and bring joy to your heart. I don't know if this show is going to be quite long tonight, so we'll just see what unfolds, but it might be quite a short show, but I just wanted to share in the magic with you. And, you know, these last couple of weeks for me, I feel have been like quite a roller coaster ride. And I'm still integrating the unfoldment, but, you know, it's all good and things are clearing, so that's really good. So what was mentioned, fairy mystery of the keys. It's like, and here's a little post, and this is on Almeen's www.spiritualjourneys.com. And actually, I'm just been given a message silently to check something because I know there's something else I have to mention to you guys, which is really cool. So I'm just going to make sure I have it up here just to see. Because I don't want you to miss a thing. There's so much unfolding at the moment. Cosmically, and it's just like an endless river, to be honest. And so quickly as well. So let's just have a look and I see what it is that I'm to share with you guys. Have it. Okay, I just want to make sure that I share it because it came into my awareness the moment I spoke, and I felt that I was to share it. So, yeah, it's actually a gift. It feels like a gift to me when I read it, and I just want you to know about it. But I will tell you that in a moment, because I have more news. Okay, where am I? Yes, I am here. Okay, so, yes, the fairy mystery of the keys. There was a little post on Almeen's diary, and you would check this out on www.spiritualjourneys.com. So here's a little post. While doing a few errands after the March silent retreat with Almeen, I became aware that my keys to Almeen's homes and car went missing. I can only say this, as I remembered having them lost at Almeen's little yellow house but could not locate them as I was preparing to fly home. It was very frustrating because I felt sure that I hadn't lost them, but they certainly couldn't be found after hours of searching every likely and unlikely spot. They were nowhere to be found. About 3 weeks later, I received a message that the keys had turned up in the middle of Almeen's kitchen counter one morning. I was delighted. The fact that Almeen cooked for 3 to 4 hours daily in her kitchen would make it ever so unlikely that they had been overlooked and then suddenly noticed. Maybe someone had found them and put them on the counter? Or Almeen and her family all denied that had happened. So, what is, you know... One day, Almeen took the keys to unlock her home for our silent April retreat and to place some things there for me in the foyer. When she returned back to her home, there were the keys. The keys were lying on the floor in front of the entryway to her kitchen. She told me this story when I arrived. We asked ourselves what the fairies might be trying to tell us, and both intuited that the fairies want to make their presence clearly known. They have been showing up in recent photos and communication at retreats and elsewhere. Click here to view our post. Okay, you can click there, and then there's more fairies in beautiful recent retreats, silent retreats with Almeen. So I just really wanted to share that with you because, you know, I love fairies too. And, you know, they have actually quite powerful magic as well. And then there was another post about fairies as well. So I'll tie this in with, because I started off with the fairy languages and I just wanted to share with you guys. So what was the news from the fairies that day? So in a previous post, they shared a photo of the fairy tablet and a post about keys that went missing. And then they showed up again, courtesy of the fairies, cheeky fairies. There seemed to be a lot of discussion about the meaning behind the fairy key mystery, and someone asked if it had anything to do with the fairy tablet photo, which I think Avril took a picture of that, actually, if I'm correct. I may be wrong, but I think it was Avril. So, thank you, Avril. And Almeen's answer is yes, it does. During the months of May and June, we'll be offering the revelations about how to live as a master and also other deeply mystical information. I cannot wait to do that. Going to be so much fun, and it's called Becoming a Master of Manifestation. So in July, however, this will change, and I will be translating the fairy tablet in messages from the hidden realms. Oh, so exciting! I became aware of this only a few days ago by giving me the keys, something that occurred in the night a few days ago. I can now open it and receive its information. I mean, that's amazing, you know. Oh, the beautiful fairy beings and the magic that's going to come through from that. And, you know, becoming a master of, you know, this online course, which brings me to the online course that Almeen recently did. Becoming a master of manifestation. I had the privilege to take part in it over the weekend. And I have to say, it was really beautiful and so lovely to hear Almeen's voice in its power and becoming more powerful and stronger every day. And just the miracles that unfold from, you know, say I've ordered some beautiful frames for some of my artwork, and I ordered, I think, 2, and then I got another 2 extra. And I'm just acknowledging the abundance, you know, because she did these amazing ceremonies. There was lots of insights and, you know, lots of different insights and more on the beautiful time maps and the fairy clock. She went into deeper discussion about that. And I'm just trying to have a quick little peek. I just feel anyone who's interested in finding out about, obviously, the role of density in delaying outcome, why that is, they also had like Master of Manifestation, first of all, recording. Then, you know, she had the 8 magical gateways, which actually she tells you all symbolically what the 8 gateways stand for if you've actually purchased a time map. And obviously there's different threads to the time map, and it's amazing how it's all synchronized. And you have the fairy clock and the bird clock connection. And I actually found myself re-listening to an audio, the fairy clock, which was Niels, who actually asked Almina's question, and it was in I Am Presence, and it will still be there because you can still do those online courses, I Am Presence. And it just gives such, you know, it's amazing the synchronicities. And even now, I mean, that was, I don't know, a while ago, you know, and, you know, here we are with the fairy clock still going strong, and, you know, the bird clock, the clock of birds, or the bird clock he was actually speaking about. And I just think it's interesting that such the interwoven threads with all of the sacred tools that Almin brings through. It's incredible. I do have questions about Bhavasvata at the moment regarding resurrection and being a resurrected being, because Almin addresses, our physical form changing when you become a resurrected being, and, you know, you move beyond frequency and light. So I, you know, maybe it works for people who are actually expressing from reality of duality. So you could still do the Bhavasvata on them. I'm quite sure you could, and on ourselves, of course, as well. But I'm just curious how it works if you become a resurrected being, so you're gone beyond godhood, super godhood, and then you're becoming a resurrected being, which is more advanced again. So you're existing from a completely different, essence, I suppose, the word I would use, maybe not, I don't know, but I mean, I'm just putting it out there. And and how does that work with Bhavasvata if you are beyond frequency and light? That's just something I'm kind of, you know, curious about. So anyway, because tonal luminosity obviously is, you know, beyond, I mean, tonal luminosity is, you know, maybe our next step, and that's why Almin is telling us to really ground in the tools. And I'm telling myself this as well, you know, to ground them in, and, you know, to really start, you know, practicing with the tools, bring them into your life, integrate them more. And because, you know, she did mention that that it was nearly an obsession, that, you know, bringing in more and more new things. This is my perspective of it. I'm not going to quote Almin on this, but that was my perspective on it, that it was nearly like an obsession. But the tools have to be grounded in, you know, for them to actually to work. So you have to actually use them. So we had the eight magical gateways, and then she did manifestation introduction. Did the manifestation meditation for manifesting peace on earth, which is incredible. That's all about healing the human grid within ourselves first. And that's just, it's amazing. And so grateful to, I've actually done it a couple of times. I've actually done the three of them in synchronicity, you know, since then, actually. They're just incredibly beautiful and amazing. And I did see a shift even in my workplace in someone that I'm working with, in their attitude, actually. And I thought that was interesting. I thought there's been a shift, you know. A meditation then for manifesting a harmonious environment. So you heal the human grid within yourself first. Almin goes into great detail as to what happens with humanity and all that kind of stuff. And the earth, you know, it totally resonated with me. So I just, you know, I was very, very grateful to do it and take part in it. And then the meditation for manifesting a harmonious environment, which is really beautiful. Again, so you're changing all the fields around your body, and, oh, it's just incredible. And it's interesting because I was guided to take a picture of myself since doing the ceremony, and it was a live online event. And I'm grateful for everyone who participated, and I was able to connect with there. And whether I spoke to them or not, I'm deeply grateful. And in the picture, I felt to send to another beloved, beautiful sister. And it was just so funny because you see this picture, and it's like a sphere of this fuchsia, you know, color that Almin mentions in one of the meditations. And I just thought, wow, that's pretty amazing. And it's like the proof of what's actually happening, you know. It's just incredible. And then she explains more about the role of density. I won't go to that, but I'll just go to the ceremony of abundance that came after that. That is so incredibly beautiful. And, you know, she gives you beautiful mantras to repeat. She says to repeat them for a month and you will see a massive difference in your abundance. But I am doing that. And to memorize it, because you can just say it then whenever you feel it, da, 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 and it's done, you know. And then, you know, there's just so many insights and, you know, just loads. So all I can say is I really wanted to share this with you because it's very juicy and it's just incredible. It's incredible. And I just recommend anyone, if they feel that it's speaking to their heart, just consider doing it, because it's a beautiful gift to give yourself, you know. So moving onwards now, and that's thanks to the beautiful fairies and everything just unfolding with grace here on this radio show tonight, so I'm very grateful for that. So let me see, is there anything else that I would like to add into this? I think I'm going to move off from the fairy beings for the moment and maybe speak about something else that occurred very recently actually. Let me see. Yeah, so Amin mentioned that there were earthquakes. I can't remember if we mentioned this in the last radio show, but she did mention that there were earthquakes in Japan, and you know, the students were very curious about why that happened, and Amin's answer was, the flood of lower consciousness refugees from the underworld is causing the earth and this reality a lot of distress. She's buckling under the strain, and there needs to be a separate reality formed for them with 171 principles. They need a home of their own, the way God beings needed their own reality as they walk amongst men, established in 2013 with the 441 principles forming its foundation. Humanity needs to be in its own pristine human reality. This was also the answer to why she says she succumbed to the flu virus. Things were flooding up from the lower subconscious. So when you read about, well, for me, when I read about this now, after taking part in the beautiful online course that Amin did about, you know, humanity having its own pristine reality, we were really healing that within ourselves. Say the original ones were really, you know, healing their own human grid. It's just incredible, because it's incredible. So I just wanted to share that. You can see the threads tying in when you kind of reread stuff. It's kind of incredible. So hopefully that should mean like a much more pristine reality for the God beings on earth and those going into resurrection. And you know, that it's going to be a bit more, you know, easier for those to live on earth and stuff like that, you know, because you have pristine man, which is a big one. And then Ami mentions about the scarab that was passed to her on Saturday, and she thought, sorry, it wasn't Ami, excuse me, it was actually one of her students, I think, and it's posted on the diary, so if you want to check it out yourselves, you're more than welcome to do that. And it was passed to her, and she thought of the underworld when she saw it, and Amin had been discussing the underworld so much that she thought she would send a picture. So she asked Amin to elaborate on the scarab in her hand. And Amin's answer was, it doesn't represent the underworld, but the soul, or death realm. So just to be clear, the soul realm and death realm, similar kind of things, like soul realm, dream time, soul realm as well. So it says that the soul force of many has been stolen by Anubis, an alter role of the shadow being Thoth. It has revealed a problem we need to be aware of. When the soul force was stolen, consciousness dropped. When he had a resurrection of the... Oh, God. I thought that said he. When we... there are no accidents, but anyway. Okay. When we had a resurrection of the soul... In the silent retreat of March 2016, part of the second stage of resurrection, beings from the soul would start. Beings from the soul world started entering here, but they need their soul force back, or they'll drag humanity backwards. Thank you for bringing this to our attention. I will see what we must do. I'll keep you posted. So I am very interested to see what unfolds from that little piece of information that Amin has given, and I feel there will be more on that because Amin is actually going to create, I think it's starting in May, I'll just double check that for you now. She's going to create in May, as far as I'm aware, messages for lightworkers coming in May. Now, this is what I was referring to as a gift. We are happy to announce on the 1st of May, the exceptional opportunity will be made available to share the deep revelations Amin is receiving several times a week for a very affordable price of $20 a month, priced for all to be able to access, experience the privilege of walking this sacred journey with the leading mystic of our time. It's incredible. I mean, that is a gift. I don't care what anyone says. It's a gift that she's doing it for that price. It's a gift. That's all I can say. And I'm grateful that she is doing it for that price. So how can you navigate the rapidly changing cosmic landscape? The very affordable price must not be misleading. The evolutionary potential and transformative power of this platform must not be underestimated. It is specifically designed to help the great lights of the Earth navigate the rapidly changing cosmic landscape. Can we really afford not to participate in these powerful revelations? And that's from Amin. So the registration opens on May, and I am going to be there. I'm grateful that she's doing it for that price. Honestly, it's just a gift. That's what I feel. And I trust that. So moving onwards, there's so much information that I'm trying to pour through to share with you guys. The next step, let me see, opening the Turquoise Chakra of the High Heart podcast. That's starting. I'm trying to see when that's starting now, actually, because so interesting. I was connecting with the beautiful brother the other evening, and a beautiful sister, actually. And I have this, it was given to me as a gift from one of the sisters, and it's Larimar, and it's in the shape of a heart, and it fits on my heart chakra, my high heart. And I remember in the conversations with both of these on two separate occasions, if that's my feeling, and basically my near the end of the conversation, my necklace with the heart that's in the center, high heart, it actually jumped up higher again, up maybe, but just about like maybe a half an inch or something up on my neck. I did not touch my necklace. It literally jumped. And I just thought, whoa, that's interesting. And then we were talking about turquoise. And I just thought, wow. And then, of course, what was posted on Almin's diary was opening the Turquoise Chakra, the High Heart podcast. And I had joked with somebody saying, oh, God, you know, look what I've seen posted on Almin's diary. And I said, maybe an angel did that to my necklace and stuff. Now, there is an audio that's there available that you can listen. It's about half an hour long. And Almin speaks very much in depth about the opening of the High Heart, which is really interesting. So if you want to learn more about that, you can check it out on www.spiritualjourneys.com. She also has a thing about how to raise exceptional child, which is definitely coming up for me this week. And someone posted, my sister is pregnant, and she and I have been reading your book, How to Raise Child. We have two questions. One is, can a child be trained to enjoy healthy, even though children usually reject them in favor of empty carbs and other unhealthy foods? Amin's answer is absolutely. Make sure those are the only options available at home so that the child cultivates healthy food habits before the temptations to do otherwise presents itself at school. So she says the goal, and then the other question was, when should my sister stop working during her pregnancy? Just before I answer this, we have 15 minutes also left in the archives, so you can go to the archives and hear the full show. So anyway, the goal is to eliminate as much stress as possible during pregnancy. Here's why. The telomere, I don't know if I'm pronouncing that correctly, compound, which sits at the end of the chromosome and protects the genes, gradually shortens with stress. Studies show a correlation between psychological stress and the damage to the telomeres. In addition, diseases that result from the shortening of the telomeres are diabetes, Alzheimer's, obesity, and arthritis. The idea that DNA tends to unravel under states of extreme stress is no longer a mere theory. A study found that mothers with prenatal stress have offspring that have shorter telomeres as adults. Stress during pregnancy produces offspring with shorter than average telomeres. But there's more on this anyway. So if you want to check this out, you go to www.spiritualjourneys.com. And on that note, I want to play an audio because I'm going to finish up the show quite soon. So I want to play an audio first of all. I'm actually going to read this and then I'll play two audios because I've just come to the end of the show, but I just want to share with you. She has a beautiful another audio, and it's at the High Heart Key to Miraculous Transmutation. And Almeen goes into explaining why ancient Levite priests wore the Urim and the Thummim on their breastplate. Almeen reveals how the High Heart Chakra is the key to miraculous transmutation. And she really does go into depth on explaining a little bit about it, when I say depth, but she does. And it's just, you know, it's not a long audio, but it's worth listening to. But you can register for that, activating the portal of the High Heart on www.almeenwisdom.com, the High Heart. And also the Bridge of No Time, they're recommending with www.almeenwisdom.com. I'll say that again, www.almeenwisdom.com, products, The Bridge of No Time. You can click on those links, and that is an amazing book to get. It helps to, you know, bridge communication, inner and outer. So let me go back, and I want to play for you. This has been coming up for me, and I felt to share it on the radio show, and I'm going to put this in front of me while we're doing it. It's a beautiful sigil to release all beings from previously binding contracts. And I will have the sigil here. And for anyone who hears it, I ask that it be blended with the will of the divine and the infinite mother, and which are all one. And so let us just play this beautiful piece that Almeen is saying, and that be as a proxy for all of existence.
Release all beings from previously binding contracts. These contracts were made at times when we could not see, or they were made at times when we thought we could see, but the guidance of our heart was lacking. And these contracts were often made to prevent us from leaving something of the dream behind and fully awakening. When we found something that we grew attached to in past incarnations, we would make contracts such as, I won't leave without you. And then we would do self-sabotaging things to prevent us from doing that. These contracts need to be let go so that we can move ahead. The other contracts are contracts of identity. I am a super god. I am a goddess of this or a goddess of that. These things have changed from dream to dream to dream. All there is our heart's journey and following our effortless knowing that is based on not neediness, but simply the fulfilled life of somebody fully expressing. And so that is what we're looking at to release with this sigil. How can you use it? You run your hand over it from left to right, or you can just look at it, or you can place your hand on it. And you clearly make the statement, let all unholy alliances be undone from me towards others, from others towards me, or in any other form. And you make that statement very distinctly, and you could also laminate this, put it under your bed, under your chair, and so forth. It will bring tremendous light and fresh air into your life. Sheverech huvasvi aranas. Hustavi.
What a gift. What a beautiful gift. Okay, so I'm going to end the show now, and I'm going to play you a little sample of the Octurian Fairy Elixirs. They're part of the Healing of Oneness and the Baal Hospital that Almeen does, and I hope you really enjoyed the show. I'd also like to mention the Book of Runes, or if anyone is considering, you know, becoming a rune master. The runes are very, very potent indeed. I'm still working with them. So I'm still working with them, and I'm just doing step by step with them at the moment, and they are very powerful and potent. And, you know, I felt like some things arise within my being. And when I didn't know the answer, I was like, oh, God. And I had these feelings of, like, why do I feel like this? And, like, you know, I'm going to do, you know, a spread on this with the runes, the seven, you know, seven perceptions with the runes, seven levels. I have to say that it, I felt that my perception changed suddenly, like nearly immediately, once I kind of gained it within, if you know what I mean. It was like I integrated it within, even if I couldn't fully cognitively express it without. It was more like internally integrating it, but I couldn't really, I got it, but then the moment I get it, it was gone, and then something shifted in me, and then, like, whatever way I was feeling before, that was just completely removed, and it was like total pristine clarity. That's the only way I can say it, when I use the seven for a yes or no answer or anything like that, seven spread. I just think they're incredible, and, you know, I have them sitting on their power wheels and stuff like that. So anyway, without further ado, I just thought to mention that there's the Book of Runes that Amin has. They're all beautiful, sacred tools, not to be underestimated by any means. I'm going to play the Octarian Fairy Elixirs, and I hope you enjoy them, and I will be back next week. It's so lovely to be on the show with you, and I will hopefully look forward to seeing you, or, you know, connecting with you next week. And enjoy, and thank you so much to all of you. Good night.